Does your trust in God waver depending on the circumstances? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Now, Jeremiah here is really sharing from the heart. He tells you what he's feeling, and his feelings are not good because his feelings are saying, God, what's up here? Because the devastation is so great. He's never experienced anything like this before. And the devil is going to move in on him just like the devil moves in on you, just like he moves in on me in our time of suffering. And we're going to see what goes on in the heart of Jeremiah the prophet and how he turns the tables on the devil.
He can heal every scar.
Circumstances, they can really be a bear, can't they? Hey, if your life falls apart, does your faith fall apart with it? Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, he's going to teach us about the prophet Jeremiah, who laments the total destruction of Jerusalem. Although all seemed lost and the situation hopeless, Jeremiah found hope in God, and so can we. Now, the devil was in charge of the demolition team, but he wouldn't be victorious in the end. Why? We find out in this message entitled Circumstantial Evidence from Pastor Jeff's 8-message series, Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. It's our special gift of thanks for your support this month of any amount. Open your Bible now to the 3rd chapter of the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, where we're going to learn where to find some hope, the guaranteed kind of hope, when all we have is circumstantial evidence.
I want to ask you, as you look into your own life and the difficulties that come into everyone's life, you look at the difficulties that have come to you, how do you respond to those? Do you lash out in anger? Do you become jaded and bitter and cynical because of the devastation that's come into your life? Do you find yourself blaming other people for the difficulties that have come upon you? Do you find yourself blaming God? You did this to me. We're in a series called Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. And today we want to talk about circumstances. I've entitled this message, Circumstantial Evidence. You know, circumstances are what circumstances are. The things that happen in life, those aren't fake. Those are real things. But what the devil does is he comes alongside us at our weakest point, at the time where we're in such consternation and the bad circumstances have come in like a flood. And that's when the devil, the ultimate spin doctor, will start to spin those circumstances and tell you and tell me, see, this proves that God is not real. This proves that God doesn't love you. This proves that it's foolish and futile and stupid to praise God, to believe in God, to worship God. The devil really likes to work in the arena of bad circumstances. So in our message today, we're going to look at a great chapter in the Old Testament. It's in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations was written by Jeremiah the prophet. Lamentations is 5 chapters. Most people just run across Lamentations and they say, I don't want to read that book. That just kind of sounds depressing. The word Lamentations comes from the Latin word, which means funeral dirges. In the dictionary, we run across Lamentations and it means this: the passionate expression of grief or sorrow. That's what it means to lament. And that's what Jeremiah is doing in the book of Lamentations. See, Jeremiah was prophet for 40 years to God's people. And he told them, you guys need to turn around, told the leaders, you need to respond to the Lord. You need to repent and get things right with God, because if you don't, judgment is coming. But they didn't respond to Jeremiah. They wanted to kill Jeremiah. They didn't like him at all. They didn't like what he was saying. But what he said came to pass because he was speaking the word of the Lord. And this is how it came to pass. Nebuchadnezzar, who was king in Babylon, and Babylon was the big bad boy on the block. And if you didn't do what Babylon said, they were going to come down your throat. And Jerusalem and Judah, the nation of Judah, capital city in Jerusalem, they started to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. Bad plan. So Nebuchadnezzar sent his armies, and they besieged the city of Jerusalem. And they besieged the city of Jerusalem for over a year. And nobody could go in and nobody could go out. Well, if you have an army around your city and you can't go in and you can't go out, the food starts running out, the water starts running out, death comes, devastation comes, starvation comes. And it was so bad that Jeremiah says the compassionate women took their own babies and boiled them and ate them because they were starving to death. That was what was going on in Jerusalem. Well, once the siege had really taken effect and put a stranglehold on God's people, then Nebuchadnezzar's army broke through the wall and they came in and they destroyed the city. They destroyed the temple of Solomon, that beautiful temple. They burned it with fire. They broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They killed so many people. They led other people back as captives. They took everything of value and took it away back to Babylon. And Jeremiah is left, and he is surveying what has become of Jerusalem, the holy city. And all he can say is, alas, and all he can do is weep, and all he can do is cry because the devastation is so great. And he says in Lamentations chapter 1, verse 12, look and see if there is any pain like my pain, which was severely dealt out to me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce wrath. You know what's interesting about the book of Lamentations? It's written as a Hebrew acrostic. It takes the Hebrew alphabet, 22 letters, and that's how he writes. So chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 4, especially 22 verses. And each verse starts with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's trying to tell us this is the A to Z of grief and pain and suffering that Jeremiah was experiencing in his heart. He's a man of God, but he's still experiencing the suffering of his people. And what we're gonna see in Lamentations chapter 3, one of the greatest chapters in the Bible, one of the greatest chapters definitely in the Old Testament, what we're gonna see is there is a time of him to really, really mourn, and the devil is gonna move in on him just like the devil moves in on you, just like he moves in on me in our time of suffering. And we're gonna see what goes on in the heart of Jeremiah the prophet, and how he turns the tables on the devil. Here is our question for today. Do you view God through the lens of your bad circumstances? Or do you view your bad circumstances through the lens of God? Jeremiah chapter 3. I'll begin reading in verse 1. I am the man who has seen affliction because of the rod of his wrath. He has driven me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely against me he has turned his hand repeatedly all the day. He has caused my flesh and my skin to waste away. He's broken my bones. He has besieged and encompassed me with bitterness and hardship. In dark places he has made me dwell like those who have long been dead. He has walled me in so that I cannot go out. He has made my chain heavy. Even when I cry out and call for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stone. He has made my paths crooked. He is to me like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in secret places. He has turned aside my ways and torn me to pieces. He has made me desolate. He bent his bow and set me as a target for his arrow. He made the arrows of his quiver to enter into my inward parts. I've become a laughingstock to all my people, their mocking song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunk with wormwood. He has broken my teeth with gravel. And he has made me cower in the dust. And my soul has been rejected from peace. I have forgotten happiness. Wow. That's coming from Jeremiah the prophet. Well, I want you to notice as we look at these 25 verses in Lamentations chapter 3, I want you to notice with me three insights concerning this passage. Insight number one, the devil wants us to see God as mean and cruel and sadistic. The devil works in bad circumstances so that you would connect the dots in the circumstances, and the bad circumstances therefore cause me to conclude that God is mean, that God is cruel, that God is sadistic. He sometimes somehow gets sadistic joy from watching me squirm like a worm in hot ashes. That is the gospel according to the devil.
You're listening to From His Heart today with Pastor Jeff Shreve and the message entitled Circumstantial Evidence. Pastor Jeff will return in just a moment to continue laying out how the devil paints a picture of God that is far, far, far from accurate. Stay with us. In John chapter 8, verse 44, Jesus was speaking to those who were claiming Abraham as their spiritual father and seeking to kill Jesus. They thought they were godly, but their actions were not. Jesus said, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and doesn't stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. He is a liar and the father of it." This month, Pastor Jeff Shreve is in his series about the father of lies, the devil, and the series is entitled Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. 8 messages that will show you the way to victory over the devil in your life for today and for eternity. And it's our thanks for your gift to From His Heart this month of any amount. You can get it in multiple formats, on CDs, DVDs, MP3 download, or on a USB flash drive. This series will help you better evaluate the circumstantial evidence that may be blinding you to the power and peace that comes from our Father in heaven when we face the father of lies. To get your copy, call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go to fromhisheart.org to make your gift. Remember, Pastor Jeff is a volunteer for this ministry, and all you give goes to help us get these messages on stations around the world. Again, call 866-40-BIBLE or go to fromhisheart.org, make your gift, and request the series Fake News. God bless you for standing with us to speak the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Well, now let's get back to the message, Circumstantial Evidence. Here again is Pastor Jeff.
Now, Jeremiah here is really sharing from the heart. You know, it's kind of like in the book of Psalms. One of the reasons I love the book of Psalms, because Psalms is so true to life. Because the psalmist, David, so much of the time, he just tells you what he's feeling. He tells you what's going on inside. And Jeremiah's doing this here. He's telling you what he's feeling. He's sharing his feelings, and his feelings are not good. Because his feelings are saying, God, what's up here? God, you read that and you think, well, God must be mean and cruel and sadistic. I think Jeremiah is believing that God is mean and cruel and sadistic. He's struggling with that because the devastation is so great. He's never experienced anything like this before. Here's the thing. Circumstances and feelings, they always fit together. Have you noticed that? Circumstances and feelings fit together. You say, what is that? What do you mean by that? Well, we use the word happy. You know, happy comes from a shorter word, which is hap, H-A-P, hap. And hap means an occurrence, a happening. We get the word happenstance from the word hap. And here is what happens to us when we have good happenings, good occurrences. You know what? We're happy. Why are you happy? Because I got good hap. I mean, things are going good for me. Everything's coming up roses. And when everything's coming up roses, you're happy. But when your hap is bad, you're unhappy. You win the lottery. Shouldn't be playing, but you win the lottery and you're happy, right? You get a promotion at work, you're happy. Somebody comes to your house and says, I was just led to give you $100,000. Wow, send it my way. But you're happy. Wow, this is so you win a trip. You're happy. Your hap is good, you're happy, but then you lose your job, you lose your health, you lose a loved one, you're unhappy. Why? Because your hap is bad. Jeremiah says in the Contemporary English Version, verses 19 and 20, just thinking of my troubles and my lonely wandering makes me miserable. That's all I ever think about, and I am depressed. He said, happiness is gone. I'm just depressed. All I see is devastation, and circumstances are bad, and therefore feelings are bad, and they go together, and then the devil moves in. The devil moves in on your negative circumstances, your bad circumstances, because feelings match up with what's going on in the hap. And so what is the devil? He comes in and he says, you see that? You can't trust God. You see that? God's not good. You see that? God doesn't love you. Look around you. Look what's going on in your life. So circumstances and feelings become the devil's playground, the devil's workshop, and he begins to work. The spin doctor goes to work with those bad circumstances to spin it so that you would think negatively about God, so that you would have a warped view of God. And that's what happens to Jeremiah. I mean, he is having a terrible time with the Lord in these first 20 verses. Look what he says starting in verse 7. He says, he has walled me in so that I cannot go out and has made my chains heavy. Even when I cry out, verse 8, and call for help, he shuts out my prayer. Man, I'm praying and nothing's happening. God's not listening to me. He's shutting out my prayer. Lord, I'm in trouble here. But you're not listening to me. Verse 9, he has blocked my ways with hewn stone. He has made my paths crooked. Now, verse 10 is really telling. He is to me like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in secret places. Man, if God is like a bear and like a lion waiting to pounce on me, I'm in serious trouble. He has turned aside my ways and torn me to pieces. He has made me desolate. That's what he says about God. Why? Because that's how he feels. And the circumstances are bad, so the feelings are bad, and those match up, and the devil is moving in and saying, yeah, that's right, that's what God is like. Just look around you, look how bad it is in your life. And that just shows you, it gets you nowhere trusting God. It gets you nowhere praising God. It gets you nowhere for being a prophet for God. Because God gets sadistic glee in watching you squirm like a worm in hot ashes. Well, the devil works in our negative circumstances. That's the first discovery, the first insight here. The devil wants us to see God as mean and cruel and sadistic. But secondly, the devil wants us to lose hope. See, once you believe the lie that God is mean and God is cruel and God is sadistic and God is doing all these terrible things to me, he's like a bear just waiting for me, he's behind a bush, he's waiting to tear me apart. God is the God who gives you gravel sandwiches. As Jeremiah said, he's made me to eat gravel and broken my teeth on a gravel sandwich. You ever had a gravel sandwich? You ever had a bowl of grape nuts? It's kind of the same thing, but that's what and is worse, you know? And Jeremiah's eating a gravel sandwich and he says, this is terrible. He's broken out my teeth. And then he says in verse 18, so I say, my strength has perished and so has my hope from the Lord. I've lost my strength to go on and my hope in the Lord is done. I can't hope anymore. It says in the ERV, the easy to read version, in verse 18 of Lamentations chapter 3, I said to myself, I no longer have any hope that the Lord will help me. That's Jeremiah. My strength has perished. My hope in the Lord is gone. I no longer have any hope that God is going to help me. Why? Because when I pray, he doesn't listen to me. He shuts me out. He gives me the gravel sandwich. He's like a bear hiding, waiting to destroy me. And that, all his feelings and his circumstances, they're coming together along with the lies of the devil. Curse God and die. You have no more hope. Many of you remember the name Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Jack Kevorkian. He was the assisted suicide doctor. He would have people call him that were sick with a terminal illness, in pain, and didn't want to go anymore. And they would call Dr. Jack, and he'd come over there with his IV of poison to kill them. Rush Limbaugh called him Jack the Dripper. And you would call Dr. Jack to come kill you. Why? Why would anyone do that? Because when you lose hope, you lose your desire to go on. You say it's never going to get any better. And listen, people who commit suicide, the reason they commit suicide for so many of them is because they say, I've lost all hope. And when you lose hope, you lose everything. And you don't want to go on anymore. Why should I go on? It's never going to get any better. You lose hope. Some of you may remember a singer-songwriter by the name of Gilbert O'Sullivan. He was an Irish singer. He was very popular when I was a kid growing up. He had a particular song that was extremely popular about a guy who got jilted at the altar. His girl didn't show up. His fiance didn't come. He's waiting there at the altar. She doesn't come. He's embarrassed because his family and friends are there and she's not there, and his heart is broken, and he's gonna go kill himself. And in the song, we read these words: to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright, and gay. That word meant something different back in 1972, but he was saying, I was cheerful, bright, and happy, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and his mercy. Oh, if he really does exist, then why did he desert me? In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. Now that song is embedded in my brain and in my heart, because in the 70s, early 70s, when that came out, my mom and dad were having marital problems, and my dad left. And I can still remember as a little 10, 11-year-old boy hearing that song on the radio when my mom was driving, and the tears were just streaming down her cheeks. In my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. That's what the devil does. He comes in your hour of need and says, see that? God left you. He's a God of mercy. He's not here for you. And the devil will take the light that you have for the Lord, the candle that you have burning for the Lord, and try and blow it out. Blow it out so you lose hope. And so you say with Jeremiah in verse 18, my strength has perished and so has my hope from the Lord. Listen, when you lose hope, you lose everything. You lose your desire to go on. But why do you lose hope? You lose hope because you lose sight of God. That's why you lose hope.
There is much more to this lesson on From His Heart today with Pastor Jeff Shreve to help us learn to overcome the devil's lies and the hopelessness that he places as an obstacle in your life. Make sure you're with us next time for the conclusion of the lesson, Circumstantial Evidence. It's from Pastor Jeff Shreve's series, Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. It's our thank you gift for your support to From His Heart this month. Again, you can make your gift when you go to fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE. Well, we're so thankful you joined us today on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, and we hope you'll be back here tomorrow for part two of the lesson, Circumstantial Evidence. Join us Tuesday as we share real truth, love, and hope from His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more at fromhisheart.org.